Well, as promised, we have with us, joining us via Zoom, Peabody Award-winning TV personality, author, filmmaker, and, well, now star of the stage, Alton Brown. Alton, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So you got a new show, a live show coming up at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium, Tuesday, April the 21st, called An Evening of Alton Brown. We're going to chat about that here in just a moment. But first, I got to ask you just a couple of things. One of your starts was with your show, Good Eats, and you really focused on the science of food. To people that really kind of called you a food scientist. What was it about the science of food that intrigued you?
Well, I think that I first got into food science when I realized that I wasn't ever going to be a very good cook. And people laugh when I say that, but it's like true. You know, some people, my wife, for instance, have just like this natural ability to just grab ingredients and make something delicious. I do not have this capability. However, I have found that if I understand what's going on, if I understand what the egg need, if I understand what the spinach wants, if I understand, you know, then I can make at least passable cuisine. And I discovered really early on, at least in culinary school, that science was pretty much the answer to everything. The problem was nobody was really talking about that at the time. The food science was not a thing. I mean, in training for cuisine, believe it or not. And so I think that that's one of the big reasons that I decided to make Good Eats was to share what I was learning, the way I was learning it, and hopefully empowering people in the way that understanding had empowered me.
Well, it truly was a groundbreaking show when it comes to, you know, food television. And I have to, just a little personal anecdote. My wife, Paige, and I were professional actors in Nashville for a bit. And we were so proud years later to see one of your early episodes of Good Eats and see one of our Nashville colleagues on the show with you. That was such a proud moment for us.
Who was it?
Her name is Witty.
Oh, Witty Turner.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
I know Witty well.
Yes, yes. We saw her. I was like, Paige, look, there's Witty with Alton Brown.
Very, 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 very talented woman.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her just a few days ago.
Oh, fantastic. Next time you see her, tell her Mark and Paige said hi.
I will, absolutely.
So speaking of television, now you've moved into live theater. Why go from television and what you've been doing into live theater? What intrigues you about live theater?
Well, first let me say that my first live tour show, this is actually my fifth live tour show. I started touring in 2013.
Okay.
My first national tour was 2013.
Wow.
And then just last year, I did a 65-city tour with another show. So I've been doing this for a while. And I think I started doing it because I just kind of wanted to dare myself, you know, what would a culinary variety stage show look like?
Yeah.
And I decided, well, hell, I'll figure out how to do that, you know, which, you know, required, learning how to play guitar and writing songs so that, my band and I could do our silly food songs, building very large, very unusual stage apparatuses for cooking, and working out comedy and audience interaction and onstage volunteers. So it kind of became a model.
Yeah.
That we've done through the years. But what I haven't gotten to do, I mean, I'm not answering your question.
Yes,
I'm going to say that to some degree, I find that onstage live performing is kind of the antidote to TV, because TV cameras naturally suck your souls directly out of your eyeballs, and live audiences give that back.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that in this day and age, as we are all so very separated and shattered and kind of living in our social media bubbles, I think it's important for people to get together in a room when they have something in common. And most of us do have food in common. All of us have food in common, or else we end up dead. So this tour, An Evening of Alton Brown, is to be a more intimate tour. I'm trying to play smaller theaters, mostly in towns that I haven't been able to play in before. To kind of do a what I'm calling a club date, you know, a smaller kind of show. Usually our shows are extravaganzas, 2.5 hours with a big intermission. This is just going to be 90 minutes so people can get home to their babysitters. So it's Alton Brown Unplugged. Even though we're still using electricity, it's unplugged.
Of course. And you're right. There is nothing like the excitement and the energy and the electricity of a live audience, of doing something live and also for the audience being in the room with the performers. Let me ask you this. Maybe I'm looking a little too deep in this, but I see that the name of this is An Evening of Alton Brown, not An Evening With. Was there a decision to make that choice?
Yeah, I figured that, you know, my wife has often said, you know, you're a lot like ketchup. A little goes a long way, you know, and the bottle never seems to run out. And so it's fine, you know, you wouldn't say an evening, a meal, you know, you would say a meal with ketchup, and most people would say a meal with.
Right.
But I just cited an evening of, like I was something that would be doled out or portioned out, because everybody says an evening with. So I want to say an evening of. Which just seemed to be more, I don't know, more me.
Well, I had a feeling there would be a very interesting answer to that question, which is why I ask it. So an evening...
Long-winded. Not interesting, but long-winded.
Well, again, an evening of Alton Brown coming up Tuesday, April 21st at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. We'll tell you how to get tickets and all that in a moment. Can you just give us a little tease about what we, as audience members, will see during the show?
There's going to be a lot of conversation, a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
There are going to be at least two very large, very unusual culinary demonstrations. Mm-hmm. On stage volunteers. And the front couple of rows might actually get a little bit of food this time.
Wow. We'll be able to taste some Alton Brown food if we're on the first couple of rows, which means hurry up and get your tickets, folks, to get on those first couple of rows.
That's the entire pitch.
Exactly. So you're going to be here again in Spartanburg. Thank you so much for coming to Spartanburg and letting us experience you and your live show. What's the most fun you have doing these tours and doing these live shows?
Oh, all the fun comes from the audience. Honest to goodness, you know, every house is different. Every town is different. And really being able to kind of interact with and really kind of vibe with the audience in any given city is the entire reason for doing something like this. Otherwise, it would just be repetition. Yeah, the show is different every night because of that audience. And I also really love getting to see, and what I'm looking forward to, you know, especially on this tour. Sorry, let me say that again. What I'm especially looking forward to on this tour is getting to go to smaller towns and hopefully seeing a lot of historic theaters. I was originally a theater major, that's another reason I did tours, is that back when my mother was still alive, she said that my theater degree would never count for anything. So I figured I had to do a live tour, right? But I really do love seeing the old theaters, and I really like being able to come to these smaller towns. Not that Spartanburg is a small town, but it's not New York City,
right.
So it has a very different vibe. I also really like getting out and sampling the local fare whenever I can,
sure.
And I'll definitely be doing that this time. I'm actually going to be doing some reach out on social media to get suggestions from fans on where I should eat in every town.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been doing these shows, you've been doing these tours. What is it like? Get us behind the scenes a little bit, and maybe before you come up with the concept of the next tour like this, an evening of Alton Brown, what is it you say? You say, okay, this is what I want to showcase on this tour. And how do you then go to build a show?
It rarely works that way.
Okay.
You know, very often, especially with our demos, which are really large and complex, that'll start with just kind of sitting down and thinking about, you know, like if I want to specifically talk about, you know, heat or thermodynamics and cooking, and I try to figure out, okay, well, what's the best way to do that? And what's the best way to do that in a theatrical environment? And then we just start building things, and we build prototypes that are usually kind of smaller, until we have a proof of concept, and then we start scaling it up. You know, we, for instance, in our second tour, which was called Eat Your Science, we built a 13-foot tall hot air popcorn popper that looked like a rocket ship that basically blew up at the end of the pop cycle, which really upset a lot of theater management. But it was so big that we had to choose the theaters we played for being able to get this thing in the door. So this time we're not bringing, in our last tour, we had a 27-foot long steam-powered hot dog machine.
Wow.
I'm not bringing that to Spartanburg because the stage is a little on the small side. So we're building things very specific for smaller stages. And then also in this tour, I'm revisiting a monologue that I used to do in my very first tour, which was called 10 Things I'm Pretty Sure I'm Sure About Food, which is literally an hour stand-up show, but it's changed. So that was 2013, and all the things that that I think I'm sure of now are completely different from then. So there's going to be a lot of talking about reflecting on those things that I think that I've learned, telling some stories that I haven't been able to tell because the people that were in them were still alive and would sue me, and now they're dead. So that's okay. and hopefully getting you know, in these smaller houses, being able to have some real conversation with the crowd during the show.
Oh, that's fantastic. You've been really great with your time. I've got one more question for you, if you don't mind. And that is, I am hooked on watching cooking shows. I don't cook that much, but I'm hooked on the shows. And I find it amazing how many opportunities there are now to see shows that are about cooking, whether they be competitions or not. You really were on the cutting edge of that happening. How do you feel about where we are right now with food as an entertainment industry? Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does make sense. And quite frankly, it's something that I spend a lot of time thinking about because I'm not sure it's all necessarily been for good. There has been as much downside to it as upside. And I'll just use as an example. I know a lot of people who are quite good cooks who used to entertain a lot graciously and deliciously who shy away now because cooking is seen as so performative that people aren't so much interested in sitting down at the table and eating and having a conversation. They're just interested in watching the cooking. And that's a stressful thing. That's a stressful thing to do to a home cook. And you know, cooking shows, starting with Julia Child, is why we started building kitchens in open kitchens with kitchen islands. And kitchen islands are stages. They're performative. And so that really stresses a lot of people out. And that's something that is one of many things that I think about, kind of the ramifications of having come from, you know, a world where we just had a few cooking shows on PBS to literally brimming over with culinary entertainment. So I think there's the jury's out, and the jury's going to be out for a long time. And of course, then you've got food on social media, which is sometimes good, sometimes bad. Our relationship in general with food is in a, I think, a shaky place, especially at a time when we have so many people who are not even in this country able to get enough quality food. So we've got issues, and I think that food entertainment is partially responsible for that.
Well, you are certainly going to be entertaining, and we are looking forward to seeing an evening of Alton Brown Tuesday, April the 21st at 7 p.m. at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. You can get your tickets by going to crowdpleaser.com. That is the website specifically for Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. Crowdpleaser.com. Get your tickets early because you want to be in those front two rows. You might be able to taste some food. Alton Brown, once again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it very much.
All right. And please tell Witty we said hello.
I will. As a matter of fact, I'm texting her right now.
All right, fantastic.
And you said your wife's name? Your wife's name is Paige.
Paige and Mark from Nashville.
Paige and Mark.
Paige and Mark from Nashville at the time. Yep.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
I will let her know.
All right. Look forward.
Okay, bye.
Look forward to seeing the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, go to crowdpleaser.com to get your tickets for an evening of Alton Brown, Tuesday, April 21st at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium.